Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of American Golf Association's Golf Swing from the Ground Up, coming to you on the Baden Hill Radio Network, BHTN, with your host MJ and Master Golf Teaching Professional Chris Warner. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing beautiful. Looks like we got some decent weather coming through now after all the several days of nasty stuff, so might get a chance to get out and enjoy some good weather.
Oh, yeah, indeed. It's nice and sunny today, so that's excellent. Still a little bit chilly, but you know, it'll heat up here this afternoon, which will be really nice here in the greater Houston area. Like you said, it's been dingy for a few days, lots of rain. But to kick things off here, if you'd like to give us a call, ask your questions, anything about golf, give us a shout at 347-326-9154. You can also tweet us at American Golf ASN. Or send us an email at any time to info@my-aga.org, and we'll deal with anything and everything golf. We like to do our anything and everything golf review on different training aids, different teaching methodologies, and so forth. So anything you'd like to discuss, we'd be more than happy to cover that if you give us a shout or get in contact with us. And, of course, we always like to start things off with the joke of the week. This is a good one here. It's called Clever Worms. So the lady golfer was a determined, if not very proficient player. At each swipe she made at the ball, earth flew in all directions. "Gracious me," she exclaimed, red-faced to her caddy. "The worms will think there's an earthquake." "Oh, I don't know," replied the caddy. "The worms around here are very clever. I'll bet most of them are hiding underneath the ball for safety." Oh, man.
A particular movie? Bagger Vance?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he's walking up the middle and says his safest place to be is right up the middle.
Yeah, exactly. That's the safest spot to be.
Well, I'll never
right
see
where you're aiming. Oh, that's funny. Love those kind of jokes. And unfortunately, that's happened to me maybe a time or two. So with that, let's move right into this week's golf trivia contest. But before we get to this week's question, let's review last week's results. And, of course, last week's question was, who finished last in the final round of the 1960 and won the 1961 Masters? I bet you know who that was, Chris.
Yeah, Mr. Gary Player.
Indeed. Love that. He went from worst to first. And the individual who got that right, our last week's winner, was Frankie L. from Grapevine. I'm going to guess on the spelling here. For her correct answer, she won an American Golf Association membership where she'll manage her USGA Handicap Index and where she'll be able to save up to 80% on green fees on over 100,000 tee times at over 5,000 golf courses nationwide. So congratulations, Frankie. Yeah, well done. Now, getting on to this week's clue and question. This will be an interesting one. I'm wondering if anybody will get this right. So who holds the unofficial record for the longest golf shot? Again, this question is, who holds the unofficial record for the longest golf shot? And, Chris, did you have any idea who this might be?
Yeah, and this will be a very interesting answer, but I'll tell you what, he hit that thing, it was like a rocket. I won't say anything else.
Wow, that's a very good clue. Very good clue. I love it. So if you think you know the answer, send the answer in an email to trivia@my-aga.org. Again, that's trivia@my-aga.org. And if you email us the correct answer, you could win the free American Golf Association membership, and each individual who emails us the correct answer by the deadline will be entered into a drawing for the free membership. So be sure to include your contact information. And the deadline to receive your answer for this week's question is midnight, Central Standard Time, on January 10th, 2015. Very interesting. So good luck to everybody on that one. And now let's move on to the rules of golf. We always get an awful lot of email and conversation going when we do the rules of golf, especially out on the website as well. So today's rule is decision 27-2B/2. When provisional ball hold becomes the ball in play. So here's the question. At a short hole, A's tee shot may be out of bounds or lost. So he plays a provisional ball, which he holds. A hole in one on the second shot. Wow. And A does not wish to look for his original ball. Of course not, because he holds it out. B, A's opponent or fellow competitor, goes to look for the original ball. When does the provisional ball become the ball in play? So, Chris, what's the answer to that?
Well, it's like a lot of the rules, even though it's clearly stated, it's still ambiguous. And the way that it states out of the rule book, in equity, rule 1-4, the provisional ball becomes the ball in play as soon as A picks it out of the hole, which means basically that he has finished the hole. He's completed the hole. That makes it official. Mm-hmm. But here's the snitch. Provided his original ball has not already been found in bounds within 5 minutes of B starting to search for it. Now, that could be one of those things where you can create a scenario that would unravel that. So let's just say you hit a ball and you're under the impression that you saw it go over trees and it's obviously out of bounds. But let's just say it hit a tree and ricocheted back in. We see that all the time. And it went into a greenside bunker, let's just say. But you didn't see that happen. So you went ahead and hit a provisional ball. And, of course, you hold it out. So you get up there and you go to pick your ball up out of the hole, and the other player, your opponent, says, hey, here it is in the sand trap, and it's been less than 5 minutes. And, of course, this gets down to specifications where he has to declare that he was in search of that ball and an established starting time when that 5 minutes, you know, there's a lot of stipulations that could go one way or the other. But usually once you've declared a ball out of play for a reasonable purpose and your intentions are honest that, you know, the ball was out of play, it was lost, and you hit another one with those intentions, then that pretty well sticks. So, again, it's one or the other type of things. It depends on the intentions and the circumstances. But if there's nothing, you know, attached to that, then it pretty much goes to the B or the second or provisional ball sticks. And once he's pulled it out of the hole, the hole is completed.
Yep. Yeah, so the key there, if that happens to you, you're A, and you hit the ball in on your provisional shot, run like the wind up there and get it, pull it out of the hole.
Yeah, and make sure he goes straight in his ball.
Yeah. You give B the cart and let him go find his ball and you run like the wind.
$20 for go get a six pack of beer or something on the house.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Chase down that beer cart, girl. Get some beer. I'll go get my ball.
There you go.
Very good. Yeah, and it's interesting with these rules of golf, they become more critical. You know, if we were just playing a friendly round, I wouldn't even go look for it if you hit it in. But, you know, if it bounces off a tree and stuff, then we'll pick it up and all that good stuff. Because, man, somebody that aces, even on the second shot, I think that's an awesome deal. So I wouldn't, even as a competitor, I would just, you know, that's done. You got it. You made it. And so, man, that's impressive. But, you know, it can become extraordinarily expensive if to one person or the other, if you're playing for big money, especially the professionals, you know, if they're either in a skins game or they're playing, you know, the Ryder Cup or anything like that. I mean, it can mean big money either way, you know.
Yeah, well, usually when you're a big game like that, there's going to be a gallery around, and you'll see that happen.
yeah, exactly. Well, they'll find the ball.
Oh, yeah.
But it has to be, I think the key there, though, too, is it has to be in bounds. So if you hit a professional ball because it's out of bounds, whether you found it or not, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So that's kind of cool. Love it. Okay, so let's move on. And we'll move on to this week's featured event. Try to feature an event here on AGA's Golf Swing from the Ground Up. And so if you do have an event, it just as a reminder, go ahead and send us an email about your event, especially if it's a charity golf event coming up. We'd be more than happy to post that out on our Facebook page. We'll tweet that out to all of our followers, and we'll post that on our website as well. And try to help you out and get as many players and sponsors as we can. Just get the word out. That's one of the biggest things. Get that word out and let people know all about your event. And hopefully you'll raise tons of money for a great cause. So with this week's event, it is the 10th annual Mesa Verde Classic. And its theme this year is Home on the Range.
All right.
Takes place on Monday, January 19th. The Mesa Verde Country Club out there at 3000 Clubhouse Drive in Costa Mesa, California. And the Mesa Verde Classic Charity Golf Tournament is the largest single-day fundraiser in the city. The 2015 theme will be Home on the Range, and the course will be adorned with music, food, and entertainment. And would you like to win $25,000 or two new cars? Three holes have prizes of $10,000 or more. That's that's pretty awesome. And you don't have to be a pro to play. Come out there and enjoy the day playing at one of Southern California's premier private golf courses. And boy, I tell you what, I took a look at that, and it's another one to add to our list, Chris. We got to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
So the prestigious Mesa Verde Country Club made its debut back in January of 1959. And membership proved to be very popular. And by September in 1959, the club already had 650 members. That's incredible. Just in 9 months, they went from zero to 650 members. And there's a lot of private clubs today that don't have those kind of numbers.
I don't really know of any.
Yeah. And the Mesa Verde Country Club has established itself as one of the premier country clubs in Orange County. So by the year 2000, more than 100 members have a single-digit handicap. Oh, my goodness. They just must play all the time out there.
You know, maybe they have a rule that anything beyond par, pick it up.
Yeah, once you're on the green, pick it up.
Wow.
Well, of course, you know, they got that great weather out there. They have the, you know, that song, It Never Rains in Southern California, but tell you what, that's some of the nicest weather that you'll find every single day of the year out there. Very, very few days of bad weather out in Southern California, that's for sure.
Man.
Kind of gets boring sometimes, you know. You need a hurricane or two to let you appreciate it on a nice day. Indeed. So anyway, the Mesa Verde Classic is supporting the Costa Mesa United. It's a group of people who believe in the tremendous value of quality athletics and who are devoted to improving the athletic experiences of Costa Mesa youth through better facilities, fields, and equipment. And, you know, in these times of budget cuts and so forth, that is so important to get out there and support any of your local groups. And quite honestly, they are correct, and I'm a firm believer in this too, is that sports can really bring out good character in young people. Team sports help them learn, you know, being a team member, being a team player. They also teach tremendous amount of leadership capabilities. And one of the biggest things is confidence. And that's what we're all about here at the AGA too, building confidence, courage, and character. And so all sports, I believe, really have a play a big role in that. So get out there and get to the Mesa Verde Classic. So give you an idea of what's happening out there. The registration starts at 8:30 a.m. on Monday the 19th. And the event starts, actually kicks off at 10:30. And one of my favorite times, the cocktails officially start at 4:30. And then dinner starts at 5:30.
You know, that's awesome. So, you brought up a great point, the value of sports in youth. That and music are the two ways that people can express themselves. They learn the values of life and everything about life. It all comes out through one of those two events where you can express yourself, but you have to synchronize yourself with others, work along with others, and you hold yourself to a independent standard. So that's an awesome point you brought up.
Yeah, indeed. And unfortunately, in the time of budget cuts, both sports and music are some of the things that get cut first, you know, especially from school budget, which is unfortunate. So if you want to help make a difference at the Costa Mesa Classic, you can contact Yumi Patterson. And I'm going to take a guess. Her number or his number is 714-317-50. Or you can send an email to info@cmunited.org. It's a great organization out there. And, boy, they've been having that charity tournament for 10 years, and they got some awesome prizes. So that tells me they've had some great support over the years from the local community.
Yeah, that's some great prizes right there.
Yeah, a couple of cars. That's incredible.
Well,
that would be.
I can assure you, they've got that kind of tournament going on there. You best believe that the course is going to be in magnificent shape, which is a good experience all in itself.
Yep, absolutely. So with that, let's move on to our featured course. And this is one I haven't heard of before. It's called the Club at Concan, and it's located in Concan, Texas, at 520 Valley Drive. Well, you must know that's out in the Hill Country, just west of San Antonio. So the Club at Concan, it's nestled in the Frio River, Texas Hill Country region. It's a par 72, 18 holes, 7,333 yards, and it's championship course. They have the panoramic views of the Hill Country are found at every fairway, and the premium Zoysia grass underfoot makes this a must-play course. Located just minutes from Garner State Park, and the distinctive destination course is convenient and a scenic drive from San Antonio. But here's an example of your savings at our featured course here, the Club at Concan. For a 1 p.m. tee time on January 9th, you could enjoy a 70% savings using your American Golf Association membership. The cost is $10, including the cart, where it normally costs $50. Yeah, so a $35 savings for one player, $140 savings for your foursome. And again, these savings are not available if you try to book a tee time directly with the course. And
that's $15.
You know, that's pretty impressive.
Just the cart. Wow.
Yeah, so you could grab your golf buddies, jump in a car, and it won't even cost you $35 for gas to get out there. You know, if you take gas to drive out there and tank of gas to drive back, your savings, you're still going to have money in your pocket. You could stay overnight even.
you want to.
Yeah. Man, that's a great deal. And, boy, when I looked at the course, too, I couldn't believe it was in the Hill Country. I thought it was out there by that, you know, it looked like, a lot like the Costa Mesa course out there. Man, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's truly amazing how many courses, great golf courses, are in and around Texas, whether you're in the Houston area, San Antonio area, Austin, Dallas area. Boy, there's just great courses everywhere. We're sure hoping that the economy picks up a little bit better so people can enjoy those courses and have a little bit of money in their pocket so they can go out and we'll help them save as much as they can on any course. So make sure you get your AGA membership where you can save up to 80% on tee times at over 5,000 courses nationwide by using our online tee time booking engine found at my-aga.org. And also included with your membership is the AGA USGA Handicap Service and the AGA Mobile Golf Course GPS. So if you'd like more information on the club at ConCan, go ahead and visit their website at www.clubat.concan.com. That's clubatconcan.com. And I hope to get out there one of these days, man. That's another one.
I never heard of that course.
Yeah, neither have I. And it's a great-looking course. I'm not sure if it's new or not, but I couldn't find an awful lot of information on them out on their website. But anyway, the views look spectacular. The course looks like it's in awesome shape. And, of course, if you're not familiar with the Hill Country, there's a great reason now to head out there and take a look at the Hill Country, because it's just a spectacular place to visit. And I think it's really a hidden gem, you know, a diamond in the rough, if you will.
Bucket list.
So with that, now we've got some few minutes left to talk about what we always like to talk about, is anything and everything golf, and have any reviews. So do we have any recaps from, or anything we need to continue on from our previous discussions there, Chris, that you can think of?
Well, you know, looking at the time of the year, depending on where you are listening to this show, if you're up in the northern end, of course, you're packed into the snow right now, so you can't do a whole lot outdoors. But I would say use the time wisely in preparation so that you can better enjoy yourself. Do some stretching. There's so much information online and books. Get your hands on that golfswingfromthegroundup.com. Start reviewing that book so that when you go out, it becomes second nature and is fresh on your mind. That, of course, you can easily find on our website, my-aga.org. Go to the website. You'll see it. You can easily find it, or you can go to golfswingfromthegroundup.com, order it directly, and I'll sign it and send it to you. But that would be a great idea. Keep the mind going. That's non-seasonal. Those of you who are down here in the South, spend some time at the range. Practice with purpose. Work on certain things, you know, that might be a little rusty, if you will, so that when you do actually get on the course and start playing, then you feel a little bit more confident in your game and things start going well. So that's the main thing. You know, don't try to keep up with the new edition of everything. Stay with the values and the basic fundamentals that never change. The laws of nature, they don't change. Neither should our fundamentals of the swing. Just don't get caught up in the gadgets and stuff. You know, there's so much of that out there. So just, you know, exercise, keep your body fit so that when you go back out, you feel like you're picking up where you left off. And that's pretty much the advice that I have on that.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And I've been doing my stretching here, too, as well, because I know we're going to plan on getting out on the courses here in the very near future. And it is amazing, though. I took a few days off from stretching, and then I started stretching again, and I noticed a big difference. So, like you said, if you're up in the north getting prepared for the new golf season, continue to stretch every day if you can, just to get ready for that. And what I used to like to do, too, up in the north is while I'm looking out the window at either the darkness, because it gets dark up north early in the afternoon, but as of December 21st, as most of you know who live up north, like in Minnesota, the days start getting longer. The shortest day of the year was December 21st. So you got that first forward. So the days are getting longer every day. And they also announced this on the news. I didn't know if you knew about that, Chris, but every day they would say, you know, the day is a minute and 30 seconds longer, you know, sunrise and sunset times. And they let you know on every day how many minutes and seconds the day is increasing. And so
and if you tracked the horizon, you'd see on a retrograde scale that the sun would actually move a certain amount of degrees back towards the hemisphere.
That's right. Yep. And so I would like to practice putting after my stretching, you know, as much as I could in the wintertime inside. And I would just practice on the, you know, the carpeting there. And if you don't have a putting device, I got one when I was really young. Gosh, how old was I? I think my mom got it for me when she was helping me learn the game of golf. I was probably, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and I got this return machine. It was kind of cool. So you would putt into
it.
Yep, and then the ball would rolled a little bit, and then it would push it back to you. And that was really, that was a lot of fun. And boy, I used that thing for years and years and years, you know, especially during those long, cold winter days up there in Minnesota. And those things worked really well. And then I do the stretching. And then one of the other things I like to do up there, too, and sometimes you forget about it because it's winter and you're not thinking about golf, but I used to go to indoor driving range there. And I'd have a lot of fun. And you can drive it quite a bit. And it would be in a big bubble, you know, a big balloon bubble, kind of like how golf now is, but only imagine that instead of being outside, it's inside a bubble, the whole driving range itself. And whenever I take out that driver, I think it was about 250 yards to the end of the bubble there. And so I would practice all my shots and then try to hit that drive and hit it in the air, hit the end of the bubble in the air with my drive. Came close a few times, but I know that bubble wouldn't be anywhere near big enough for you, Chris.
I tell you something. That's a great point, though. I'm glad you brought that up. It's kind of slipped my mind, but putting. You know, people, they spend most of their time with the club they use the least, and that's the driver. They're more worried about distance and swing speed. And the putter is 50% of their strokes. 36 out of 72 strokes is a putter, but they spend far too little bit of time with that. So that's the perfect opportunity to get that putter, because that's where you close the deal on each one of the holes. You know, you can get it down there, but if you can't close the deal, then it doesn't help your score at all. So that's a great point. Working on your putter.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I can see we're getting here down on our time, so I want to make sure I don't forget to mention, if you do have a charity golf event, let us know. We'll help promote it for you. And we also want to make sure that we thank our top-notch staff, our supporters, our partners, our sponsors, and a special thanks to all of our volunteers. And again, thank you, Chris, for another awesome show. And we're kicking off another golf season here, and I'm really looking forward to it. So be sure to follow us on LinkedIn and like us on Facebook. And Napoleon Hill reminds us that it is literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. So at the AGA, we're changing the game. The fuse is lit. So have a great afternoon, everyone.
All right. Thank you.